Rodrair has this. Now, remember, I started the program today with Machine Gun Marika. You know, the recreational facility outside of Disney World in Orlando where families go to get together, pick up AKs and ARs and, you know, blow towel heads and whatever else targets they put up there. But, you know, you get to use a semi-automatic weapon for fun and for folly. But there's nothing to see here about our obsession with weapons. We're men of charge. We're just a free people. No, we're a sick, twisted, demented, mentally and psychologically ill people. And we're a warlike people, too. The obsession with guns and killing proves it. Rodrair has this under the headline, School Shooting Death Wish. Because I don't have cable television, I didn't watch the CNN town hall on gun violence last night. By the way, every time one of these events happens, you know, every time one of these tragedies happens at a school and a dozen or so helpless, hapless children are mowed down by a madman, always seems that the media industrial complex is always there with a remedy, right? Let's have a town hall meeting. Let's everyone get together and scream at one another. And then when we're done, we go back to doing what we were doing before. Don't deal with the ultimate cause of the problem. Instead, let's bring the rest of the kids into armed conflict. And if one of them gets murdered at school, you know, there'll always be a CNN town hall afterwards. Yell and scream to go home and watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, where you'll see ads for bulletproof backpacks now. We're doomed, folks. We're doomed. Gigantism is a disease. Blobistan is a destination. Several thoughtful conservatives I follow on Twitter said the whole thing played like a dream advertisement for the NRA. The CNN town hall. Well, it did. As I said, St. Dana Lash has already been canonized. She's performing miracles at CPAC this morning as the president is now talking. By the way, I brought this up earlier. I was there. Last CPAC I attended. Trump spoke. It was a big controversy. This is in 2012, I think. He was booed when he took to the stage. Booed! Because he said something nice about Obama. This is a crowd of war, drunk, frenzied lunatics gathered in their precious capital area to discuss the star-spangled awesomeness of themselves. Talk about narcissism. That's what CPAC is. It's what it's become. As I said, a place with a $4.5 trillion all-you-can-eat buffet, where seats at the table are traded and horse-traded like a flea market, and where a bunch of body fluids are swapped. What a conservative gathering that is. Pardon the sidebar. Back to Rod Dreher. Several thoughtful conservatives I follow on Twitter said the whole thing played like a dream advertisement for the NRA. In that it played right into the fear among gun owners that the left despises them and is eager to take away their guns. You know, I always wonder, Wayne LaPierre, who is the left going to employ to do the gun grabbing? Michael Moore? When is Susan Sarandon going to show up at my house? Give me your guns. How about don't get off my porch? I'm going to kick your you-know-what. How's this going to work out? You know, it doesn't matter that logic entered this discussion because Gun Nut America, and that is a destination, doesn't care. All it knows is that we wouldn't be America if we didn't have 875 million firearms and that, going all the way back to Neanderthals, men and women were killed in their beds while sleeping by intruders. And it wasn't until the Second Amendment was passed in 1791 that the first shot was fired around the world and people could actually sleep safe in their beds at night. In the modern, in the Middle Ages, no one ever got a night's sleep because they were killed while sleeping. It wasn't until the NRA and the Second Amendment that people actually were safe in their homes. Remember, America is the first land in the world where people sleep at night. We invented nighttime. We are so star-spangled awesome. We weren't satisfied with a Constitution and the Declaration. We invented happy sleep time. Go ahead and get mad at me. Shoot a logical hole in that argument. I dare you. As a matter of fact, pass it on to one of your gun-obsessed, psychotic-leaning friends.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here petting my gun while I'm listening to you worried about America. Oh, she feels good today, Mr. Church.
They treat the gun like a holy relic. You know why? They have the audacity to say that the abortionists have abortion as a sacrament. Well, let me tell you something. The right-wing fanatics have the gun, and the bigger and the badder ASS it is, the better. They have it as a sacramental. It's like an altar candle sitting on the altar. It's like holy water.
Wow, he's really against the gun people.
I'm not against the gun people. I'm against this elevation of American gun ownership as a condition to get into heaven, as a condition for citizenship in the rest of the world. You don't think that there's just something a little wacky about that?